pues sin ti, pues sin ti, pues sin ti, no soy nada, no soy nada, dame amor sin condición, dame un poco de satisfacción, pues nada, yo soy sin ti, dime que es mentira tu partida, y que me quieres todavía, no soy nada, no soy nada, no, no, no.
Hello, Arnie.
90.9 FM.
It's a beautiful day, beautiful night, beautiful people, beautiful everything, you know?
How do you guys feel?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Freaking better. You better. We heard The Cure, the new Cure. Anybody think anything about that? No?
I think it's great.
Yeah, they just released it on November 1st, I think?
Yep. Hollows After.
The Songs of a Lost World. I feel like it's going to be their last album.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Look at the track list.
What do you mean? Is it mad sad?
Read the track list and...
Alone and Nothing is Forever, A Fragile Thing. A Fragile Thing is crazy. End Song. I Can Never Say Goodbye. That's so funny. But is it good?
Oh, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's like, it's very sad.
Mm. I like how it's like actually good. I feel like a lot of old artists or bands, like when they come out with new music, it's just not good. The Smashing Pumpkins.
True. I mean, they're just trying to do some completely different stuff now, I feel like. Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Billy Pumpkin.
I don't know how much I like them, to be honest with you, anymore.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I like their music, but the new stuff, you know?
It's I really don't like it.
He's a different guy. Yeah. I don't really listen to them anymore, either. Like, I feel like... But they're a great band. I love them, but... Mm. I don't know.
They had like 4 good albums.
Yeah.
And then after that,
I guess they ran out.
They maxed out.
They were pushing that new record that just came out crazy. I remember, like, A Gory Mori May. It just came out this year. In August. They were like on Instagram being like, check out our album, A Gory Mori May. Like, no one had ever heard of them. Like, it's like, bro, like, okay, whatever.
No, they're just trying to keep themselves alive at this point, which is,
they're,
you know,
set,
I respect
for life.
That. I respect it, but, you know, I saw them with Interpol, and they just played, like, 90% old songs, and, like...
Because nobody, that's what people are there for. Not nobody wants to hear their new songs, but...
Someone told me they were horrible live.
Well...
Were they bad live, Josh?
They were, I mean, where I was seated, I saw them at PSE&G.
PNC.
No, PSE&G, that's the electrical company.
Yeah.
yeah, I saw them at PNC, and I feel like the sound, whatever it's called.
Imagine, like, we get a call and it's Billy Corgan and he's like, can you guys stop?
Can you guys stop with those Smashing Pumpkins slander? Bro.
He does that. He'll literally, like...
Oh, yeah, I remember I saw on TikTok there was, like, a lot of people, like, just, like, teenage girls that were like, Billy Corgan, please, like, unblock me. You blocked me 2 years ago because I said something bad about you. He doesn't like haters. It's so funny thinking about him, like, blocking, like, 13-year-old girls, making fun of him for, like, being bald.
You're bald. Your voice is annoying.
You're bald.
Your voice is annoying. Your voice is annoying.
Oh, my God. Billy Corgan just followed and unfollowed Wony on Instagram.
Yeah, facts. Bro. No, literally, like, I don't know. I saw something where he was saying that, he's like, yeah, people go up to me and tell me, like, they love my old music, but he's like, or, like, they'll tell him that they love, like, a really specific period of time that he was, like, creative in. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I love Siamese Dream, but your other stuff, no, I don't really like it that much. Like, they'll literally, he said that people would, like, say that to him. And then he's like, okay, like, do I need to know this? And they're like, oh, I just thought you would like to know. It's like, bro. Whatever.
I guess.
Freaks, bro.
Some artists can't, you know, reach their fan base like that. They can only reach their fan base with the art, not really, you know.
I feel like it'd be, like, different if it was under a different name. Like, I feel like people who are fans of them like them for the sound that they have, and then, like, completely switching it up, like, people aren't gonna like it. I feel like if I were him, I would just, like, I would have just made another band. I don't know.
He did. He tried.
He did?
There's, like, a bunch of one-off Smashing Pumpkins bands. There's one band, I forget what they're called, but it's the same sort of drummer, and it's Billy Corgan, but it's different. Everyone else is different. I need to look this up now. Wait, hold on.
Fact check.
And he has a solo career.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is, though.
I feel like barely, though, you know. But I feel like, I don't know, he made his money.
No. I think he just made his, you know, what he needed to. Back then. Where he made what the world needed to hear, and now it's, like, it's a little,
His vision is askew. Bro, what is this song called, bro?
I respect them.
What band did Billy Corgan and Jimmy Chamberlin do post Smashing Pumpkins? All right, we're gonna listen to music because y'all are boring. No, I'm kidding.
You gotta ask better questions.
You want me to ask you questions?
Yeah.
You have to be a better host.
How was your guys' weekend?
Good. Saw a good show.
Yeah, who played?
What is it? Mandy and the Divorced Dads.
Yes.
Red 40 and the Pikes. Dead 40.
Great band.
Yeah, that was a nice time. The Pikes were very good. Red 40 was very good. Everyone was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you want to listen to this song by the band that Smashing Pumpkins have after? It's like, it's just Billy Corgan and the drummer.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song. They're called Zwan.
Zwan?
Z-W-A-N.
Play the Zwan.
It's literally Smashing Pumpkins, but it's on, I don't think it's on Spotify. I think it's on,
When's Zwan?
Yeah, it's on YouTube right now. I'm about to play this John off YouTube. All right, check us out.
That sounds like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Try to wipe the memories aside, but Bro, literally, I don't like Billy Corgan.
Yeah, why are we just hitting on Billy Corgan?
I mean, he's cool, but it's like, bro, like, why'd you make another band? For it to not be successful? Like, actually, that was a hit.
I'm curious. I'm going to look up, like, the history of Billy Corgan. Like, I'm curious, like, the timeline, like, when he, like, what was going on with the Smashing Pumpkins when he decided to make another band with half the Smashing Pumpkins.
He's a freak, bro. Well, you know, like, the whole...
He was feeling freaky.
There were problems in the band, bro. They had, like, emotional problems. Like, the girl was addicted to drugs.
But didn't that happen, like, way before that?
Yeah, that was, like...
That was, like,
it was in the
2000s.
She left the band and...
Like, before Adore, right?
Or was no, that... Adore was the three of them. So, basically, like, they had... Well, there was mad problems with the band in the first place. Like, Siamese Dream came out there on Top of the World, and then they did Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. They toured after that. Pretty much immediately after Siamese Dream was released, they just kept talking about how they were, or like, it was really Billy just pushing the idea of there's gonna be a double album. He's like, the next album's a double album. Like, it's gonna be
badass. I just looked it up. She left in 1999.
Yeah, that was the year after. So basically, they had Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, and then they were on tour with Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Their drummer and their keyboardist were found like overdosed in a hotel room. Did you know that?
No,
but I did know that what's her name, Darcy?
Yeah,
I did know that she like had like problems and that she left, but I didn't know like the whole story.
It was like, so basically they're on tour in between Adore or like 1997 around 1996, they're on tour and they find these two people like basically dead on their tour. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, the two members,
right? Yeah, the keyboardist, crazy. The touring keyboardist and the drummer, and they were doing heroin together, and that's why Adore sounds the way it does, is because it's after it, they didn't have a drummer, it's all like drum machine stuff really. And like just sad music because they're going through this crazy loss. And then after that, it was the three of them. It was, like, the three, like, main melodic people in the band, like, the bassist, the singer, and the guitar, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So when did they, like, come back?
Well, like, they had another album in 2000 without Darcy. Like, they had, like Machina, The Machines of God. It's a great record. But it's with the bassist of Hole. Like, I think back then. I don't really know. And then in, like, 2012, they came back.
So they took a 10-year hiatus.
Yeah. But they did stuff without the other guitarist at first. Like, they did stuff, like, with Billy Corgan.
I'm sorry.
Didn't they just get it? Didn't they? They just, like, posted something, like, a couple months ago, like, looking for a new guitarist.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, they had, like, a touring guitarist. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think he recorded with them. But it was, you know, Billy Corgan, you know, on rhythm, lead guitar, whatever. And then, what's the other gentleman's name?
James.
James Iha?
Yeah.
Yeah, and both of them were on, you know, were playing together. And then they had this other guitarist. They had three guitarists. And the third guitarist left for some reason. I don't know why.
He was in it for a while. He was, like, the oldest member before, like, they got new members. You know what I mean? Like, he was, like, the oldest new member. And then he's gone now, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just, like, posted something on Instagram telling, like, anybody in the world could...
Yeah, my friend sent me that, and she was like, try out. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try out.
I think we would have had a shot. I wonder who
maybe you guys.
I think it's like a girl that got it. I don't remember. I saw something.
That'd be pretty cool.
No, but yeah, they suck. They suck, man. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. They have
great music. Subjective. You want to listen to some rave like music? It. Rave?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello, check this out. Hello, this is 190.9 FM. You're tuning in. Here we go. We got like 20 minutes left. I think I might leave early. That's how it's feeling tonight. Maya, how are you? Are you on? Wait, you're on 4, right?
Yeah. Good, a little bit tired.
All right.
Yeah.
Long night?
Long night. Long weekend, long week.
Long month.
Yeah.
Long life.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Long life, man.
Tell me about it.
Oh, dude. Imagine listening on a car right now if you were. Stay tuned on the Wony Instagram for my my operations department takeover reel. You can check that out.
Doing e-board takeovers all week.
E-board takeovers all week.
Get them all the hot.
Yeah.
Well,
liquids and electricity, they don't mix.
Mm-mm. Listen up.
Dude, I wish someone would choose me to be their son's godson.
To be... Oh.
My son. Like, I want someone's son to be my godson. Like, I want to be...
I'm actually a godmother.
Really?
Yeah, but it was only because my cousin had a baby, and she wanted her best friend to be the godmother, but she wasn't, like Catholic, or... she was something else, and she didn't want to, like, have to do, like, the stuff in the church to, like, become the godmother. So she was like, do you want to do it?
That's wild.
So now I'm a godmother.
Dude. I wish I was a person's godfather. I feel like it's a very important thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Godmothers, godsons. You ever watched The Godfather?
No, I haven't.
Great movie.
Gotta put it on my list.
I snapped this in half. I really broke this so hard.
When you dropped it?
Yeah. Dude, on the way
in. Put that in your reel.
On the way in, I dropped so many different things. I was so all over the place. I couldn't believe it.
Crazy day. Crazy week.
Oh.
Crazy. What was your rose and thorn of the week?
What's that mean?
Like the rose and the thorn, like the best part and the worst
of my week.
Yeah. Or whatever span of time you want.
Probably of today.
Mm.
The rose would probably be waking up this morning. Not that I didn't think I was going to, but you know that's always a blessing.
Mm-hmm. What time did you wake up?
Like 9 o'clock.
There was a crazy sunrise this morning.
Was there?
Yeah. I woke up and I opened my eyes and the sky was just orange.
I was up mad late last night. I was watching a Young Lean documentary.
I heard. Were you watching it with Josh?
No, I was watching it alone.
Didn't you and Josh like go back to Ant Hill and like watch something?
Oh, yeah. We were doing something last night, but it wasn't that. Yeah, I'm talking about when I went back to my house.
Oh.
I got to the crib and we started mother-freaking watching, I was watching we, as in my own self, just me. We were watching, a Young Lean documentary about this great rapper, late 2010s rapper, Young Lean. Fantastic artist.
And then what, I can assume what your thorn was.
I'm probably getting pulled over.
Yeah. Josh, what was your rose and thorn of the week?
My rose and thorn.
I said of today, but you could say that.
Or of today. You could do today.
So, I would say the rose was, I don't know, we had a lovely time together walking around the antique shop. That was a nice little, that was probably the rose of today, was just hanging out with y'all. And I would say the thorn of today. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't really have any complaints about today, to be honest.
Yeah,
today was pretty much all roses.
You ever hear about the wealth belly?
What's the wealth belly?
Like when you're rich, you get fat.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Well, I know, like, back in the day, it was, like, a sign of wealth if you were fat. Because you're like, yeah, I can afford food.
Yeah.
It's crazy wealth how belly. Times change.
Times change now. I'm skinny and I'm...
Gluttony isn't cool anymore, guys.
Gluttony is not chill. No. Eat right.
2024 out, gluttony.
I feel like it's been out.
Yeah.
2024 ends...
Staying true to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's do 2025 because it's coming up. What are the ins and outs for 2025?
Staying true to yourself.
Is in. Or is it out?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's totally in.
I think people need to be more true to themselves every day. Every day, every week.
Every year. And out... Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan has been out. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze so hard and. Oh my
bless
god.
God bless you.
Oh my god. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What are you guys' plans for the rest of the evening?
I think I'm gonna probably work on a song with Paige at some point.
Yeah.
Today, and that's all I really have. I have to submit an assignment that I already did, and not forget to actually submit it.
That'll do it.
That's a good plan.
What is your guys' plan for the evening?
I think, well, our friend Gregory is coming home at 7:30 tonight. So I think we're going to play music together, maybe.
Plan on chilling with him.
Yeah, so a lot
it's
of
it's going to be a musical evening for everybody.
Very musical evening.
Music is in the air tonight.
Very music evening. Very music evening.
Yeah, what he said.
You know that song?
No. No, I do not.
What do you know about Mr. Oneonta, Josh?
Aren't you Mr. Oneonta?
No. I'm not Mr.
No.
Oneonta.
I don't know.
Mr. Oneonta is very important.
What's the...
He runs the town.
Oh, Mr. Oneonta.
Yeah, he owns the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns the town. He's very chill. He's a very good guy.
He's the reason why Oneonta spins around.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Give me 1 second. The song is called this.
Magnus is taking a break, so this is Maya taking over. Just gonna have a conversation with Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hey.
Hey, how are you today on this fine radio show?
Oh, wait, I think we're getting a call.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Yeah, hold on. Hello? Sorry, wait, come again? Yes, who's this? Mr. Oneonta? What are you calling for? I'm not sure if the audience can hear you, Mr. Oneonta. Yeah, I gotta call. I gotta call the operations manager. Okay, perfect. And then maybe you can call me back. Okay, bye.
inside my mouth. I try to hide the bite marks. Sometimes I found our backyard secret hideout. When I come down, I forget how we started. Inside, I crawl back to the womb and ask myself, did I just die?
Keep it locked. We're heading out. We're having a night. I'll see you guys on the flip-flop. Peace, you dig.
race until the end. Going down, going, improving my chances. She went to a great love without her body intact. Did he take her in his arms to love us left?
Says, no, you don't need a kiss, you need divorce papers. The turkey's dry and grandpa's high on Oxycontin, pumpkin pie. Oh me, oh my, what a gong show. Ho, 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 it's just another try not to cry Christmas. It's just another try not to cry Christmas. And when I tell my, don't you cry, it's Christmas. What do they do? Oh, they mourn so. And Uncle John goes on and on about QAnon, Armageddon. John, shut up. And your girlfriend too, she's 21 and all coked out, dude. Phew. Thank God John and the blonde's gone.
But so is the innocence from being young. Sugar plum fun, rum bum bum. It's just another try not to cry Christmas. It's just another.
So the rain falls down and the snow turns brown and the sun comes out, it's a winter drought and the climate bleeds and screams and pleads, sing with me in a 1, 2, 3.
Another try not to cry Christmas. It's another try not to cry Christmas.
Comes and goes, comes and goes, all alone. You're back to old habits, old mama knows. You smell like smoke and your bloody nose. And your bloody nose. Met this girl when you were on the road. Pretty eyes and you were sold. All the stories that she told. And you made plans but she never showed.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to...